Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. It is good to have you with me today in the second day of the month of August. I want to continue a thought that I was brushed right up against yesterday as we were talking about manifold grace, multicolored grace. And I want to deal with, real quickly, the idea of each individual having a gift and having the grace gift in their life, and then what we do with it. And it's very important to me in ministry, in my ministry, that the audience that listens to us, of which you're part, understands why we do what we do and what we hope you take out of it. And what that is we do what we do because we feel a call and a mandate from God to uphold the finished work of Jesus Christ so that people will see how the work got finished and they'll start to rest. Now, that's a long version of what I feel my call is. My call, as I've said many times here, is to facilitate the journey, facilitate people on the journey from religion to relationship. But our ministry is not about, I don't really care how we get there. I just want you to get there. And I'm not that concerned with if we're the only one. You know, are you listening to other preachers? Or praise God. Wherever you can get fed, get fed. And I don't want you to feel some sort of loyalty here, like, you know, we've got the corner on the market. It's very disturbing to me when people just believe blindly, like they just take it because we say it. And so we're not trying to become your enabler. We are helping you on the journey, but we're not the only aid on the journey. And so I don't want to be that to anybody. Now, I say all of that because out of respect for ministries and churches and pastors and authors and church leaders or whatever, we'll often try to emulate what they're doing. It's the American way in the church. Most church leaders don't go for what they feel will work in their house. They go buy a book on church growth by somebody else that's already built a church, and they try to emulate and copy it. And one of the reasons I don't like that is because we have multicolored grace with multicolored gifts. We have various, as the scripture says in Romans 12, to each one has been given a different charisma according to the charis. Charisma, charis. Charis is grace and favor. Charisma is the gift of grace and favor. So you've been gifted by grace with something. So to emulate how somebody else does it is sort of an insult to the charisma you've been given. You're trying to emulate somebody else's charisma. And I mean that in the classic sense of the word, not just their attitude, but you're really trying to emulate their gift. And we do that from a place, I know this seems odd, but we do that from a place of self-righteousness because we think they have it, why shouldn't I have it? They can do it, why can't I do it? And it really becomes about comparing ourselves against somebody else. And we're better than that because we're the righteousness of God in Christ. And so we need to get to the place where we begin to discover what our gift is. And as I said a few weeks ago in a sermon, and I want to repeat it now, there are those who need to move outside of their box. They've limited themselves as to who they could be in Christ and what they could do in the body because they're scared of failure. And the reality is they need to move outside of that and just take the risk that has been laid in front of them in order to find their gift. It's very essential that you, once you find what it is God put you here for, it's not about using that to make money or using that to build yourself up. It's about using that to minister to others. You'll find great fulfillment in life when you start to do that. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.